Hello, my friends. Welcome to the Finessa Empowers podcast. I am Dr. Finessa, empowerment coach and author. Our topic for today is like a flood. The scripture reference comes from Isaiah chapter 59, verse 19 from the Amplified Bible Classic Edition. And it reads, "So, as the result of the Messiah's intervention, they shall reverently fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come, in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him and put him to flight, for he will come like a rushing stream, which the breath of the Lord drives." Do you know who your real enemy is? I can guarantee it that it isn't a person. It is, however, something influencing the person. At any given moment, if we are not careful, all of us can be influenced to cause tribulation to others. This is why we must always stay prayerful and focused on our own salvation, that we won't fall in the enemy's trap and become a snare to ourselves and to others. The true enemy is Satan, also known as the accuser of the brethren and the devil. Although he desires to destroy us through bringing trials and tribulations in our lives, God works everything out for our good and uses what is meant to harm us to help us. How so, you may ask? I am learning that trials and tribulations have benefits. Do you think this is a strange perspective? Let's break down the meaning of both trials and tribulations. Merriam-Webster Online defines a trial as a test of faith, patience, or stamina through subjection to suffering or temptation. On the other hand, a tribulation is distress or suffering resulting from oppression or persecution. Tribulations are referenced in the Bible as sufferings, persecutions, and hardships. In researching these two words, my assessment is that trials and tribulations both happen to mature us, yet trials appear to happen in us while tribulations happen to us. I related this to a boiling an egg on the stove. The egg represents us and the water represents our environment, our situation. As the heat is turned up, the egg or we begin to feel the pressure around us. But that pressure around us is strengthening what happens in us. The goal is to make a hard-boiled egg, or pertaining to trials and tribulations, to make us strong in the faith. Neither one of the goals are meant to break us, but to mature us or strengthen us. As our faith grows within, we are able to handle the pressures or tribulations surrounding us. In relating to the scripture, we become strengthened in our faith internally as we endure the pressures of what happens around us. We are building our standard, which is defined as a flag or banner, or something established by authority, custom, or general consent as a model or example. However, standard in this scripture is a verb meaning to flee or escape. Thus, when the enemy comes, whatever the enemy is using in your life to destroy you, like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will fight for us and cause the enemy to flee. So, in what area of your life do you need the Spirit of the Lord to flood? For me, it's in the areas of finances and relationships. There are things that I have had happen to me, and there are things that I caused myself because of my belief systems. Now, we can't control what happens to us, but we can control what happens in us. Based upon what's happening to us, we can use this information to challenge our misinformation about what we believe and our attitudes. We can use trials and tribulations to our advantage to not only make us strong in our faith, but also help others become strong in theirs. So let's act, A-C-T, acknowledge, confess, trust, and allow God to flood those areas of our lives that's causing us pain. To accomplish this, let us acknowledge our faults in areas where we have been misinformed, confess what we've discovered, and submit it to the Lord for Him to help us change our thinking about the situation. And lastly, trust that God will work it out for our good. As we act, we allow God to change us internally so we can positively influence our world externally. We can be the change we desire to see in the world by first changing ourselves. Act now, acknowledge, confess, trust, and be blessed, my friends. This has been your empowering moment with Dr. Finessa. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Finessa Empowers podcast. If you would like to experience more of my devotionals, you may purchase my books at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, or on my website at finessaempowers.com. Check out also my poetry album, Naked and Under Shame, now available on iTunes, Apple Music, Google Play, Spotify, and Amazon Music. Also, if there are any topics you would like for me to discuss, connect with me on my website, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. And remember, it only takes one moment to change your life. You have the power within to expose and empower the awesome in you. You are empowered to reign in all areas of your life. Share your awesomeness with the world and facilitate change.